Hello, it's Gabriel McBird. I trust everyone's well. Not a right lot's happened, really, since my last audio boo. I don't think I've done one since last Friday. I did go and was hoping to go and see a band on the Saturday featuring a guy from a local cafe to me who plays in a band, but sadly the lead singer was ill and so it had to be called off, which is a shame because I can't give him aggravation about swapping bacon for bass, and he actually does play the bass as well, so excellent. I did, however, on Saturday buy some sausages from a company called Marsh Products, Marsh Limited, I think they actually call themselves. And Marsh are based on a farm in Kent somewhere, I do believe. Anyway, they really specialise in meat, and they do, you know, the pork and lamb and beef and everything else. They can get rabbit and goat and all sorts of stuff. But they also do an interesting range of sausages. And I bought these sausages. They were described, I think, as peanut and spring onion sausages. But what they really were is like a satay. If you can imagine satay pork, but with minced pork and in sausages, that's what we're talking. And they really were remarkably pleasant, actually, quite tasty, and really quite rated them. They were really very pleasant, quite juicy, and a decent percentage of meat. If you ever come across Marsh, the stall called Marsh, they do quite a lot of farmers' markets in and around London. I don't know if they have a stall on Borough Market, which obviously is, you know, the biggest of them all. But I'm sure I can find out where they are. They don't seem to have got a website, really. They have got a Facebook page. And then this weekend, off down to Debbie's in sunny Exmouth. And I'm sure we'll be able to... Well, we've got one meal out planned, which is on the Friday, we're going to a pub called the Sir Walter Raleigh, which does very good ale and food. And then... we've got a seafood tagine this evening, which is a dish that Debbie is making. It's sort of a Moroccan dish. I'm sure that will be good, although I've not really had Moroccan food or tagine, so I can't obviously say whether it'd be authentic. Saturday we've got venison sausage and mash, and Sunday we've got roast lamb. So, you know, our food is broadly mapped out. And then I've got to get back for a wine tasting thing that I'm supposed to be going to in Southend, and I really want to go because it would cost if we don't, and also it sounds a good event anyway, which is why I wanted to go in the first place. But the question is whether we'll be able to get the train from London to Southend. It might actually be fun enough getting back from Exmouth to Exeter and then back to London. No one knows how this strike's going to affect everyone, and although it's been in the pipeline for some while, they've only started reporting it on the news in the last day or so. So, yeah, I'm sure there'll be lots of people out there heading up and down the country and bank holiday, and everyone will be wondering a bit what's going to happen about the trains. You can cancel going somewhere, I suppose, but it's not something I'd want to do. Anyway, it's just a case of keep eyes on things, and we'll see.